flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I tell you what, there is something new coming for my friends who are business owners in Stillwater Township, Rogers, Hugo, Corcoran, Grant, Cologne. Let me tell you something. Every year in February, I have an event called Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, and it brings business owners from across the state to St. Paul so that we can talk to our legislators about things that are concerning to us. Some people need finances. Some people need infrastructure. But there were business owners in several cities, Stillwater Township, Rogers, and Hugo, who were like, we don't have reliable internet. We don't have an opportunity to do everything that we need to do because we don't have the internet available in our area that is going to give us high speed so we can make sure we can take our orders. We can tap. It's ridiculous. We can't do business like this. And they were going to talk to the auditor. They were going to talk to the Speaker of the House. They were going to talk to Bobby Champion and Aaron Murphy and Melissa Hortman and Julie Blaha and so many of these other legislators who were there to say, if you want us to have our business up and running, if you want us to keep doing what we're doing, we got to have some reliable internet for our businesses. And so when I heard about this, I was like, okay, we got to talk about this because this is some great news that I'll be bringing to business owners at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol in February on the 3rd. I can talk to these folks who came to us last year and said that they had a problem, and I can tell them that it's been fixed. So I invited Megan Mason on the show. She's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Megan is with Comcast, and Megan, girl, you got some good news. Hello. For my business owners. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey. Happy holidays. But, girl, it's going to be some even happier business owners in Corcoran and Grant and Rogers because the things that they were complaining about are not something that they're going to have to deal with anymore. What's going on?
Yeah, you got it, Shaletta. 2,400 new homes and businesses just in time for the holidays. Getting fast, symmetrical internet. You talked about it, making sure they can support all the purchases they need to for their clients. I'm thinking about families that are trying to call their loved ones over Wi-Fi and able to do it now. So we're really excited to do that for these communities.
Now, is this something that's up and running right now? Is this something that's happening in the future? Talk to me about this digital growth that's happening, this expansion that you got going on.
Right. Yeah. So we've completed these six communities and we continue to find more and more homes around the edges of them to continue adding onto as well. I got to be out in the field with our fiber teams just recently and connecting all the optical fibers and making sure we could light up all the homes and businesses. And then pretty soon into 2025, we will be going into Chanhazen as well as Now Then. So really excited to keep providing more services to our community.
Okay, girl, please forgive me for being ignorant, but, you know, because we have Comcast High Speed here in my house. I have a podcasting network. I'm streaming. I'm doing live interviews all the time, and I can't be talking to Gail King, and then my interview, my stream cut out. I can't be asking my kids to get off the iPad so that I could do a podcast. We got to have the best internet available so that my kids could do their homework, so that I could run my business, and nobody has to stop, right? But I did not. Not until Black Entrepreneurs Day, when these business owners came to me and told me they had problems because they don't have the internet. I thought that you could get Comcast anywhere. I did not know, and this is me being ignorant, that some communities, some cities did not have access to Xfinity internet. I thought that it was just everywhere, but that is not the case.
Right. Yeah, you can't just turn it on like a light switch. It takes a lot of effort from a lot of folks and collaboration with the city to make all of that happen and make sure we can get the services out to everybody.
Okay, now, do you have the scoop? Are there any more cities coming up, girl? You got something you can share with the people who are listening? You know, I always like scoops. Nothing better than scoops.
Absolutely. We've got, well, Chanhazen is a big one that we've already started, and we will be growing to about 7,000 homes and businesses in Chanhazen next year. And then our community of Now Then, who was previously unserved, underserved as well. So those are the big ones. And then we will continue to just look and listen to community demand, just like you mentioned from Black Entrepreneurs Day, and figure out where we can get our services to next to go ahead and help those folks.
Well, I don't know if Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol had anything to do with it, because y'all were there last year. Damian Campbell was there and spoke, and so many people stopped him. Otis was there the year before that. So many people and stopped and talked to him about some of their concerns. We even have a picture of Otis from a couple of years ago, and there were like a bunch of people around him. He looked like a rock star, girl. It was like an Usher concert or something. But I just thank you all so much for answering the call, because in order for these business owners to continue to not just survive but thrive, they need every tool at their disposal. And a lot of times, you know, that's something that you don't think about, right? You start your business, you have your business plan, you get your loan or your grant, you get the brick and mortar that you want, you got all your equipment, you've advertised, you've marketed, and then you get ready to open your doors, girl, and you ain't got no reliable. I mean, that's not something that you. I mean, that's not really something that you start thinking about until you don't have it.
Right. Yeah. You might just think you just turn it on like a light switch. Right. And it's amazing. Different places that don't even have strong cell phone signal. Right. And so being able to get Wi-Fi to these communities not only cares for their internet needs, but helps them connect even, you know, over the cell phone through Wi-Fi to make sure that they can get out and call to whoever they need to. So super excited. But, you know, the other thing, Shaletta, that I think you would like is that we're not just building out to get internet, mobile, you know, all of our services out. We continue to invest in the community. So it's not just about the products and services. In the last 3 years, we've put in $5.25 million into donations and in-kind to nonprofits in these communities as well.
Wow. I love it. I appreciate it. I thank you. I can't wait to start hearing reports from my small business owners in those six cities that you expanded to. Those are the same business owners who had complaints last year and concerns about how they were going to keep going with the internet service that they had. And here you guys step in and make it happen. So to everybody on your team, girl, we say thank you. We say happy holidays and Merry Christmas to those who celebrate. And we appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays, and happy holidays to all the people and businesses in these communities. Wish you all the best.
Thanks. That is Megan Mason from Comcast joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I'm talking to my work husband, Steve Thompson. I have a crazy idea about something that I want to do. I have not opened my mouth to say this to anybody yet, but I'm going to ask Steve what he thinks, if he thinks I can pull it off, if it can be done when we come back.